Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Well, good evening, everyone, and always, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join me tonight on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, a television journalist and news anchor, also media personality, and we're always excited when we have new folks that listen to our show and also when we have exciting guests on the show. If you know anything about me, one thing that everybody can always tell you about Victoria Gaither is that I love helping charities, especially nonprofits that are out there doing wonderful things within their communities. So tonight, in the spirit of that, we do know that National Child Abuse Month is going to be coming up for the entire month of April. So with that, there's an organization in D.C. That is going to be raising money and basically, you know, trying to help out abused and neglected children. So with that said, I want to first bring in my entertainment co-host and producer, Michael Kay. Michael, thanks for being here with your sidekick tonight, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. I missed you last night. I was really happy to be able to make this show, and this show is going to be a fantastic one. I love Danielle Jennings, and I'm so fascinated to learn about Mike Cardoza.
Yes, and you know, Mike is going to tell us a little bit about his story and why it was important for him to have this event at the Caribbean Breeze Restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. And Michael Kay, I am excited because you and I are going to be a guest of Mike's there, so I'm pretty excited about the fashion show.
Yes, that'll be a great is this the show that we're co-hosting, or are we attending this one?
No, that's actually another one. I know I had mentioned on Facebook today that you and I, At Home with Victoria, our schedule is filling up pretty fast for the summer, but yep, this isn't the one that we're actually co-hosting. We just have the opportunity. Mike has invited us there for the evening to sit down and enjoy the fashion show, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I love a good fashion show.
I know, right? Exactly. Michael Kay, you're going to hang out with us also on the line. So with that said, I do want to bring in Mike to join the conversation. And again, I'm just excited that he is here with us. Mike, thank you so much for being here on the show tonight. Always appreciate it, my friend.
Well, Victoria, thank you for having me on the show, and Michael as well. I appreciate you guys letting me be on the show. And let me tell you about the event that we have coming up in one of my restaurants.
Well, let's just first start off a little bit. We're going to get to that point, but tell us, why is it that this fashion show was important for you in getting involved in this?
Well, I've been in the restaurant business for about 30 years in the Washington, D.C. area, and I have supported many foundation and many causes, from leukemia to MS. We did a big thing on GCOMing cancer last year. I sponsor a lot of the foundations that are smaller, Arlington Women's Free Clinic and Arlington Residency, which are gifted kids. And I noticed that a lot of people do support these organizations a lot, and they are always out there. And so I decided to go ahead and start my own foundation, which is called Niños Rising. And basically this is a charity for neglected and abused kids that are in the DMV area, the Washington metropolitan area. And how I came about the whole thing is that I was sort of a kid myself growing up in the same roots. I was brought up in the South Bronx of New York City. Pretty much, when you're born in the South Bronx and single parent and sometimes not even a parent at all, you kind of have two strikes against you. And a lot of these people that are in these organization that I have, Niños Rising, which I also teamed up with CASA, which has the same affiliation with the foundation. A lot of these kids have been neglected, have not a chance to to rise up. And one of the reasons why is because nobody's really caring about these kids, whether financially or because they don't have a voice and they've been kicked around from home to home. And I feel that the kids are our future of the world and our future generations to come. And why not better than support the kids and give them a leg up and give them a chance to rise? And that's why the foundation is called Niños Rising, uniting to elevate kids.
Well,
so,
I just think all of that is just so very important. I know Michael K. feels the same way, and we certainly commend you on that. But a question that that I had, or more so a comment, when you talked about you growing up and sort of similar circumstances. Now, when you were growing up, was there sort of an organization or something that was out there to help you that you recall?
No, there wasn't really any organization whatsoever. I'll be honest with you, I was kind of lucky, and I think because I was self-motivated. At the same time, I had the passion for sports. I used to live two blocks from Yankee Stadium, and honestly, having that vivid imagination of going to every baseball game, I think kept me out of it. And working at an early age of 9 years old, just shoe-shining shoes, just to make the money to go to get a bleacher seat, I think those things have kept me out of the loop and gave me a leg up. And basically, you know, I've done it all myself. And, you know, some people can be self-motivated, and some people, you know, the children that I feel that need the leg up are the minorities in the Washington, D.C. area that do not have the same chance as other people do.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Michael K., did you want to get in there with anything, thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to make a comment here. I don't know if there's a social stigma involved with foster care, but what I'm learning from you, Mike, and from Danielle is that anybody that I've learned, and Goofy Bone actually popped in the chat room too. He's also a product of the foster care system. But it seems like anybody going through foster care always has these fantastic stories that after they complete their term, that they rise up to do such wonderful things. Danielle Jennings, yourself, Mike, and you know, on behalf of the rest of us who don't know a lot, thanks for taking the initiative and actually showing everybody that no matter where you come from, you can rise above it and succeed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Basically, that's what Niños Rising is. I wanted to, you know, have it where, you know, we have such a big population, Hispanic and Latin, in the DMV area. And for one night, I want to make a cause where we can unite the Americans and the Latinos for one day and unite just to support the kids that are in this area that really do need the help. And that's why I went ahead and put an event, an amazing event together with a lot of things that are to come in this event that we'll talk about.
And, you know, I was, Mike, I was actually going to say when you said event, and I started to say an event that's actually selling out pretty fast, because I've been following you on Facebook, and I noticed, Mike, a couple of your posts where you said, hey, if you're going to come to this fashion show, you better hurry up and get tickets because it's selling out. And, Mike, that's one thing that I love about the Washington, D.C. area, and I was born and raised in D.C. myself, and I love that, you know, when you have any type of event, especially if it surrounds charity, especially if it surrounds helping children, you know, you get so much support from within that community. Wouldn't you say so?
Yes, that most definitely. I have attended so many events, and I'll be honest with you, these events have been sold out incredibly, the support that you're getting in the Washington, D.C. area for all these causes and all these charity events that have been coming up in this year.
Yeah, and I certainly agree with you on that. And one point that I wanted to make, too, when Michael K. Was talking about Danielle and the foster care, Danielle Jennings, who's actually going to join us on the conversation in a little bit, Mike was on my show At Home with Victoria a few months ago, and it was on that show that she, for the first time, publicly told her story about growing up in the foster care. And I remember vividly asking her a question. I think Goofy Bone was with us as well, who grew up in the foster care system. But I vividly remember asking her about if during her time, like I asked you, was there any other organization or anybody there that could kind of support them and give them help? And I remember her saying no, that it was nobody there that you know, she could really talk to. So with that said, that really, really just reiterates the importance of programs like Nina's Rising Foundation, like you're doing, that's out there, because there are so many kids, and Mike and Michael Kay, I've seen it myself as a television journalist and news anchor, there are so many kids out there that have so much potential, but, you know, for one reason or the other, they don't have the support from family or friends, or they're in the foster care system, and they just simply don't know where to turn to. But these are kids who are very smart and who basically, in some cases, may just need somebody to say, hey, you know what, I believe in you, you can do this, let's try to go ahead and do this together. So I say that to say is that I'm just always excited, you know, when I hear about my people like you that are doing what you do in Danielle with her blessed haven, because the thought that now in the DMV area that there's going to be an organization out there for kids that may want to pick up the phone or go on your website and say, hey, I need some help, that somebody's really going to be there to help them.
Right, right. And it's amazing. I mean, I don't want to tell my age, but 30 years ago, there wasn't any organization that you could turn to or call in and, you know, basically do what we're doing now. And at least now these foundations are popping up where you can do call themselves. You have the CASA Foundation. You do have Danielle's Foundation, the Blessed Haven, along with Niños Rising. And basically these all these organizations are catering to neglected kids, and
yeah.
This is nice that more and more organizations are popping up to support the kids in our community, or whether it's in a different state, but they're finding the help, and little by little is spreading across the country, and this is what I like to see.
Absolutely. Michael Kay?
Yeah, I'm reading here too. You've got a lot of really good special guests, celebrity guests, the Washington Redskins players, former Redskins LeVar Arrington, Dan Sherman, television show Late Night Arrington, and spotlighting the designers of Natalia Sands and Men's Fashion by Andrew Noel. So it's going to be a fantastic show, Mike. This is going to be really big.
Well, you know, to talk about the show a little bit, on April 1st, what I did, not only I wanted it to be a day where we are supporting the charity through some funds that we're going to be donating that night, which by the way, 100 proceeds from the ticket sales will go to Niños Rising, along with the CASA Foundation and Blessed Haven. We wanted to do something where it's not just a charity event where you show up and you just donate money and walk away. We wanted to put something really nice together, and what we did, what better way than to showcase a fashion show? So we went ahead and hired Bragg Models, Ellie Aguilar from Bragg Models. She put the whole show, and she's actually one of the main coordinators and organizers of the whole event. Cinema, which is a high fashion designer in the D.C. area, along with Andrew Noel and Natalia Sangs, a very European designer, I decided to go with local people just to support the DMV as far as them showing their showcase and their spring and their summer wear and everything. Mm-hmm. And so this is basically what we have done. Along with this, thank God that I have restaurants that, you know, celebrities come in and I talk to them, and they are very, very supportive that they will come in from the Redskins. Not only we have the former Redskin, Brian Mitchell, LeVar Arrington, we do have current players that are going to be there. We're going to have Ryan Terrain. We're going to have Fred Davis, Lorenzo Alexander. They'll be there, as well as John Booty. He used to be a former New York Giant football player, very famous also. So they are going to be there along with the hosts. The host would be Angie Curley from 95.5 FM here in the Washington, D.C. area, along with Arlington Late Night, Dan Sherman, and as well, I'm glad that I can get the Latin side, the Hispanic side in there. We have the anchor, sports anchor from Telemundo, sports anchor. His name is Jorge Andres, and
awesome.
These guys will be emceeing the show. And you know, we wanted to put some celebrities in there as far as entertainment goes, and I said, no, what better way to do it than to have kids perform? We have amazing kids. Amazing kids that are going to be performing that night. Jason Serra, he's an up-and-coming artist in the D.C. area. They call him the Latin Usher, which he's incredible. He sings, he dances, and he's amazing. Along with this other little kid that's 10 years old, and Victoria and Michael, you're going to be amazed when you see this guy dance. It's incredible. He dances like Michael Jackson. You know, God bless his soul. Incredible. His name is Alex Fadu, and he'll be performing that night. So we have a great entertainment that night, along with all the sponsors that we got together and to form this great event. And I'm so excited because we're like a week away.
I know. You know what? It's kind of like I'm looking at the calendar, Michael and Michael K, saying, hurry up, April the 1st, hurry up, because when I sort of got a wind that it was going on, of course, I was initially invested into it just because of Danielle. And then when, Mike, I started reading about you, I thought, oh, my goodness, this is a really great show. The fashion show and all of that is just going to be great. But I'm, again, just so happy that, you know, that people like you, Mike, and Danielle are able to do so much work for the area. Speaking of Danielle, I do think the lovely Danielle Jennings of Blessed Haven is on the line with us as well. So we'll have her in. Danielle, are you with us?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi, Mike. I missed
Hello,
you,
Danielle.
Mike.
How are you? Have you been
listening to the interview so far?
I've been listening. I just popped off of a telecom, but I'm listening.
So, listen, we've been talking, you know, Mike told us kind of a little bit about his story and how is it that he came to be a part of this event. Nino's Rising Foundation, and also CASA in April being the National Child Abuse Month. So for those of you that are listening to Danielle Jennings for the first time, she's from a nonprofit organization called Blessed Haven. She's been on the show before. Give us just a quick summary, Danielle, if folks are new to the show.
Victoria, can I interrupt one second? I have to tell you how I met Danielle Jennings. We were both at another charity organization, and it was called Luke's Wings. And this is how we got together for this foundation and this cause. I was going to the restroom, and I just accidentally bumped into her, and she said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" And we started just chit chatting, and she was telling me that she has an organization that's called Bless Haven. I have an organization called Niños Rising, and here we are. You know, both together.
Awesome.
And not only that,
you'll meet when you go to the bathroom.
yeah. And that was incredible that, you know, we followed up, and, you know, sometimes you get your phone number gets lost in the loops of all these things, and we followed up, and here we are, you know, together working on this organization. I have to tell you, for those of you, it's not just about the charity event, the organization. It's Danielle's birthday on April the 1st also.
April 3rd is my actual birthday. But
well, how about that?
We'll be celebrating your birthday on that event also.
Sorry to interrupt, but I had to tell the story.
Thanks, Mike.
I tell you, every single time you open your mouth, this event gets better and better and better.
Thank you.
So, Danielle, tell us a little bit about Blessed Haven, will you?
Well, Blessed Haven, for those who are on before or don't know anything about it, I am a former foster youth of the state of Maryland, and I formed Blessed Haven to be a support for youth that are transitioning out of foster care. At the age of 18, they have the option to emancipate out. At the age of 21, their cases are closed, and there's typically no life skills training or follow-up thereafter outside of other smaller nonprofits that form up. So I formed our organization to assist them with finding jobs. Our cultural immersion program, we immerse the youth into D.C. society and develop a community accountability between the youth and the community so that we have more positive outcomes versus negative outcomes. There's a large percentage of former foster youth that end up incarcerated, pregnant out of wedlock, you know, homeless in different institutions, and some of them do end up passing away. And so they end up kind of lost amongst society, lost in the cracks. So but my organization, what we do is we give them a family. We're there for them. They can reach out. They can reach out to me. I answer every single Facebook message or text message or phone call or whatever. It's important to them, so it's important to me. So everybody's big sis. So it's kind of how it works out.
And, you know, we got At Home with Victoria got involved with Danielle Mike through somebody on Facebook, and we sort of, you know, kind of started sort of researching Danielle and being interested in what she was doing. So last time I saw you, Danielle, was Christmas. I gave you a check.
Back in Christmas in December when we did the gift drive,
Yes, from donations from At Home with Victoria, and you got some wonderful gift cards for the kids, and I very much enjoyed looking at the pictures when you gave the kids the gift cards. And, you know,
They were so excited. And we did it Christmas Eve, and they were so like, seriously? I don't have to pay anything? This is just for me? And it was just, that made my day. Because that is what it's about. That was my Christmas
That's what I was just getting ready to say. I was going to say, Mike, Michael K., and Danielle, all of you will agree with me on this. The bottom line, at the end of the day, it's great that we're doing all this, but the bottom line is it really is for the kids, right?
That's right. Most definitely.
Victoria, you've been so amazingly supportive. And Michael K., I love me some Michael K.
He always reaches out to me.
So we, that rhymes. But, yeah, you guys have been so supportive since I met you, I think, pretty much through Cheryl Wood. Mm-hmm. And you've been so, so, so supportive, Victoria. And I can't say thank you enough. It means so much to have people like you that are truly supportive and have really big hearts, and I know that's where it comes from. You know, you really care. You really care about the community around you, and you actually do support it. No matter what it is, you're always, like, right there. Within 15 minutes, I have a post from Victoria. Hey, what do you guys need? Do you need anything? Can I help?
And you
what
know,
can I do
and,
to
you know,
help?
Danielle, so. it was funny because when I emailed Mike to say, hey, why don't you come on my show and talk about it, Mike, it seemed like for a quick second you were a bit surprised that I asked that, kind of like, huh? Listen, we need to give out some information. Mike, you mentioned earlier when we were on about your website. So tell us your website and how folks can get ticket information.
Okay. There's not a lot of tickets going because we're selling them pretty fast. And again, this is for a great cause. That's going to be on April 1st at Caribbean Breeze. Caribbean Breeze is located at 4100 Fairfax Drive, Arlington, Virginia, with the zip code being 22203. They can buy the tickets online at the Caribbean Breeze website, which is Caribbean Breeze. va.com, and that's where they can follow the links, and they'll take you right to the ticket sales.
Great. Well, listen, Mike, we want to thank you so much for coming on tonight. I know you are a busy man and you've got a million things to do. Michael and I are very excited to meet you in person and to be there to support the fashion show. So we will be there, and we will behave ourselves and have a great time.
Oh, thank you. I ain't behaving myself. I don't know about Victoria.
I was about to say, I don't think you should behave. It's my birthday. You have to come show out
with
me.
That's right. It is your birthday. Yeah. So So, Danielle, you have to stay on, but we're going to go ahead and let Mike go because he's been nice. He's been on for about 30 minutes with us now. So, Mike, we will see you on April the 1st, and we'll continue to talk about the event and give out the website, my friend. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Victoria and Michael. It was a pleasure for me to be on the show. Thank you so much. And Danielle, thank you also for getting me together with Victoria. And this has been wonderful. And I'll see everybody on the 1st.
Okay, and Mike, just to let you know,
once
you come on the show, you always have an open invitation to come back. So if you've ever got anything going on with Ninos Rising Foundation or you just need some press and need to get the word out about something, you can always know where to find Michael Kay and I. We'll make it happen for you.
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
And again, that was Mike who was visiting with us. He's the owner of Caribbean Breeze Restaurant, one of his restaurants in the DMV area. And that's where the fashion show is going to be taking place on April the 1st. So, Danielle, now that Michael Kay and I have you all by ourselves, Michael, we've got to all by ourselves right now. What should we talk about before our time?
Uh-oh. I'm scared.
What should we talk about, Michael Kay? Give her a question.
Give her a question. Well, you know, I mean, Danielle, the last time I saw you was at the Common Threads networking event, and I kind of missed you there kind of a thing, so I'm really, really excited to go ahead and be meeting you at this event. But I just want to go ahead and point out again what fantastic work we do with Blessed Haven, and on behalf of anybody who hasn't said that, just a personal thank you from you to me, because you are certainly part of the solution, and that's a fantastic thing for you to do. So thank you humbly from the rest of the world.
Thank you, and I'm only as good as the people that support us. We have some really amazing people that are with our board and our committee. Jason Lowe from Beauty Rocks DC, she's probably the number one volunteer person. Anything that I have going on that I need help with, it could be midnight, and I send her an email, and she will respond. Hey, we're going to hit the streets. We're going to do this. What are we doing? So we're only as good as our volunteers and the people that help and support us. And I've just been really favored and blessed to do that. And Jennifer Schumpert, she's helping us with the Vision and Purpose Clinic, and she's amazing. I mean, I've just been so blessed. It's overwhelming at times. How, you know, the doors just open when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. I wouldn't be as happy doing anything else, you know.
And I certainly, certainly believe you on that. So, Danielle, thank you so much, love, for coming on the show. And I know it was sort of short notice also that I asked you, but I just felt that it was important to get this on the air.
I am always here.
Help you get the word out. So we will see you.
I've listened in here and there. I have listened.
I know. So we will see you on April the 1st, and I guess Michael Kay and I will bring you a birthday present. How about that?
Absolutely.
Not necessary. Your presence is good enough. But we will have cake. So you guys have to come and eat cake and, you know, toast that up. I'll be 29 this year.
Hey, listen, don't you worry. We'll come and eat cake. Listen, we're running out of time, so we have to kiss you and say goodbye. So we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much, guys. Mwah.
Yeah, Danielle.
All right, that was the one and only Danielle. Michael, is this fashion show not going to be fabulous or what?
I know, really. There's still tickets available. The tickets actually range from $75 to $1,000. There's different sponsor levels, but the VIPs and the show and the modeling and the designers are going to be fantastic, Vic. Very good pick. I cannot wait to go.
Yes, yes, yes. And again, we were talking to our friend Mike. He's the owner of Caribbean Breeze Restaurant. And so find him on Facebook. You can find Danielle on Facebook. And we hope to hear more from Mike Cordova in the future. I just love what he's doing. And with that said, Michael Kay, you and I, we've got to get out of here because we've got to have our intro and say goodbye, right?
You got it. Thanks to everybody in chat. And Vic, have a great night.
Good night.
Night.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.